Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Tesla Daily News. Today is August 27th, 2025. Here are the latest news updates. According to market data, Tesla closed yesterday at $351.67, up 1.47% from the previous close of $346.60. According to Forbes, interest in EVs remains robust in the U.S. as crowds flocked to the Electrify Expo in San Francisco just before the $7,500 federal EV credit is set to expire at the end of September. The event highlights continued consumer enthusiasm for electric vehicles, which is a positive sign for Tesla and the industry. According to ETF Daily News, Tesla was listed as one of the top three utility stocks to watch this week alongside Berkshire Hathaway and Rivian. Utility stocks are those that provide essential public services, and Tesla's inclusion reflects its growing role in the energy and infrastructure sectors. According to Electrek, the IRS has adjusted the rules of the $7,500 EV tax credit, potentially making Tesla a big winner as the credit's expiration approaches on September 30th. This may provide a temporary boost to Tesla's U.S. sales as buyers rush to lock in incentives. According to Yahoo Taiwan, Tesla unveiled upgraded Model S and Model X flagships for the Taiwan market, with optimized technology and design, and the first limited deliveries are scheduled for September. This marks another milestone in Tesla's global expansion in high-performance EVs. According to Unwire.hk, demand for Tesla's new Model YL long-wheelbase version in China has exceeded expectations. The first batch scheduled for September is already sold out, and new orders are being scheduled for October. This strong uptake underscores Tesla's continued competitive edge in the world's largest EV market. According to Frandroid, Tesla's European lineup is about to welcome a version with an estimated 750-kilometer, 466-mile range, among the highest for any production EV. Extended range remains a key selling point for attracting new customers in Europe. According to BusinessAm.be, Kimball Musk, Elon Musk's brother, has stated that after 6 to 8 years without a salary, Elon deserves a compensation package at Tesla. He urged shareholders to consider rewarding Elon's leadership and contribution through proper remuneration, which could shape governance discussions in the coming months. And finally, according to multiple sources, including ABC News and Le Monde, Tesla and Elon Musk's AI startup xAI have filed a lawsuit against Apple and OpenAI, alleging that the two companies are colluding to stifle artificial intelligence competition, specifically, to keep xAI's products, such as the Grok chatbot, from reaching the top of the App Store charts. Legal battles among tech giants are heating up as the race for dominance in AI intensifies. That's all for today's Tesla Daily News. Stay tuned for more updates tomorrow, and thank you for listening.